New York Times, Gender Entirely Overrides Humans' Male or Female Sex. By Neil Munro on January 15, 2022. The New York Times posted a 1,900-word article on the risks of transgender medical procedures for young people, without mentioning their innate and unchangeable male or female sex. The January 13 article has zero mention of female, male, or even of sex, but it does have 30 mentions of gender and 23 mentions of transgender as it tries to hide the innate male or female nature of every person on the planet. For example, it uses the phrase the gender they were assigned at birth instead of describing a person's male or female sex. That choice matches the demands of the transgender ideology, which insists that an infant's future feelings about his or her sex are more important than the child's actual sex. The article is written by a graduate of UC Berkeley and former writer for BuzzFeed News, where her beat eventually came to revolve primarily around issues of sex and gender. At the New York Times, her editors likely included the editors who approved a recent article which tried to portray a successful male contestant on the Jeopardy! Quiz show as a successful woman. In a prior career, the article's author studied biology and fruit flies, which also have a male or female nature. The New York Times was once considered a careful reporter of scientific debate. But the author and editors echo assumptions from their university graduate social class that medical professionals can be trusted to act in the best interests of their customers. For example, they quote one commercial surgeon saying that troubled people seeking surgery on their body should not have to go through psychological checks by other professionals. "I'm really not a believer in requiring that for people," said Dr. Alex Kiroglian, a clinical psychiatrist at Fenway Health in Boston and the director of the Massachusetts General Hospital Psychiatry Gender Identity Program. "Being trans isn't a mental health problem," he later added. The journalists also repeat the tropes and clichés of the transgender ideology, including the revolutionary insistence that people have a stereotype-based gender identity that is more important than their male or female sex. An upsurge in teenagers requesting hormones or surgeries to better align their bodies with their gender identities has ignited a debate among doctors over when to provide these treatments, says the article's first paragraph. The New York Times journalists also promote the claim that children should be allowed to amputate their sexual organs and render themselves infertile long before they are legally allowed to drive a car or drink alcohol. And some doctors have also argued that waiting several years to initiate medical treatments could itself be harmful. Forcing trans and gender diverse youths to go through an incongruent puberty can cause long-term trauma and physical harm, said Dr. A.J. Eckert, medical director of Anchor Health Initiative's Gender and Life-Affirming Medicine Program in Stamford, Connecticut. The report does little to distinguish among the subgroups of people who turn to the ideology for different reasons, such as distraught heterosexual teenage girls, uncomfortable gay teenagers, and friendship-seeking youths. The report downplays growing evidence of the human wreckages caused by the transgender ideology, for example, saying, in some cases, thought to be quite rare, transgender people later detransition to the gender they were assigned at birth. But there is much validated evidence of the physical and mental harm caused by the industry's sale of drugs, hormones, and surgeries to young people, and there is much video showing damage to young people who escape the transgender delusy zero on.